and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And the lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him his debt. Forget it. You're nothing. Wow. Clemency. Verse 28. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told their lord all that was done. Wow. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest thou not also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So the kingdom of heaven is likened into this situation. The king, servants, this is an easy to understand parable, right? The implications are not so easy to apply. And the idea is that, because I've seen people who can't apply this to their lives, they can't apply it. Easy to understand, difficult to implement. You look at your life and the sins you've done, and you forgive yourself. Because God has forgiven you, right? You believe in Christ. You see yourself as forgiven. But when it comes to other people, you hold grudges. You bear grudges. Right? You find it difficult to forgive. Because all of a sudden now, this sin is against me. This sin is against me. You know, the things you've done against heaven have been forgiven. But when things are done against you, you find it hard to forgive. It's difficult to forgive because it's done against you. And your pride is wounded. And your prideful heart wants to hold it against them. And to grind their faces in it. And to make them unforgiven. And to make them feel bad and horrible. And as bad as you feel for having been sinned against. I have nothing now, right? I couldn't pay my Lord for my sins, and I have nothing. And you've sinned against me, so I want my payment. I want my payment. I want my piece of flesh. I want to rip your heart out so that my payment might be made. Don't be that way. This is all contingent. Remember, this is hypothetical. God does not forgive you for naught. You know, lest someone who has been unforgiving think they are unforgivable. No. Lest you think, because I'll tell you what, I don't want to overcharge someone's heart with grief. Lest you think otherwise. He's exhorting us to forgive one another. And though maybe at first you find it hard to forgive, because it is the way of man to be unforgiving. Though at first you may find it hard to forgive, in forgiving, you have forgiveness. You know, in showing forgiveness to others, even if it be hard, you show forgiveness towards yourself, and that God will forgive you, your sins as well. God forgives us first, truly. But if we have not forgiveness, we will never have forgiveness. Remember, to him that has shall be given, and from him that hath not shall be taken away even that he seemeth to have. You think you have forgiveness, but if you have not forgiveness in your heart towards your brethren, you will not be forgiven. You have forgiveness towards your brethren. You will receive more forgiveness from God. The forgiveness you have not seen yet. I do not yet. Notice, it's when we are called to account before God that we really see our sins forgiven. Like in my lifetime, I haven't seen any of my sins be forgiven. I only believe they're forgiven based on the promise of God. I haven't really experienced the forgiveness. I've only seen it. Only seen it through faith. That which is afar off. The only thing I've really seen is me forgiving other people. And in seeing myself forgive others, I have greater faith now that I will be forgiven. And so, to you who find forgiveness difficult, I tell you, take comfort in the fact that you did forgive the sin. And you to whom I'm speaking, you know who I speak to. Because you did forgive it. Know that you are forgiven. Even if with difficulty you forgive, because you did forgive, God forgives you. And this may seem like I'm taking on a different tack than Jesus took it, but I'm taking it also for the sake of those who have sinned little and been forgiven, but found it hard to forgive those who have sinned much, though they repeat often. Because that was Peter's question. What if my brother sinned against me 7 times? God forgives us many sins. God is very compassionate to forgive the big sinners. Very compassionate. He owed him 1,000 talents. 1,000 talents. You know, let's compare it to, he owed him $1 billion. And the other guy owed him $1. You know, what if the situation was reversed? What if it's reversed? A man who owned 100 pence came before the king. And the guy was going to sell him, but he had nothing to pay. Because I tell you what, you have nothing to pay before God. This is the temptation. A great temptation for those who are pretty righteous. Because you are in the most danger. Really. Because big sinners, it's easy to be humble. I'll tell you what, it's easy to be humble as a big sinner. As someone who has been a big sinner, I find humility comes easy. And I don't say that to brag. I'm just saying that because it comes easy. It comes easy. Because you look at yourself and you say, gosh, I have nothing to come with. This is a great exaggeration. Someone who had been forgiven so much. Oh my Lord, that they would be so unforgiving. It is hard to imagine, but it would be hard, but God would be very wrathful. But what about you who owe little? I'll tell you what, when you come before God, you have nothing to offer him for your 100 pence. You owe him 100 pennies. A mere dollar. But you have nothing. I've been in points in my life where I had not a dollar. Not a dollar. Where I'd scrounged all the change I could find. And come down to nothing. You know? Where you got nothing. What if you found yourself in that state before God? And that is a state in which every man finds himself before God. Because they have nothing to draw on and the bank that is in heaven. As far as we cannot bring forth riches of our own righteousness,